with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has awarded the Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk in a live ceremony from the White House with his wife Erica on hand to accept
it. But Charlie never missed an opportunity to remind us of the Judeo-Christian principles of our nation's founding or to share his deep Christian faith. In his final moments, Charlie testified to the greatness of America and to the glory of our Savior, with whom he now rests in heaven.
Kirk was a crucial Trump ally and organizer of the MAGA movement. A sharp slowdown in the hiring process posing a growing risk to the U.S. economy, according to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, and that could signal that the Fed will cut some interest rates this year.
Rising downside risks to employment have shifted our assessment of the balance of risks. As a result, we judged it appropriate to take another step toward a more neutral policy stance at our September meeting. There is no risk-free path for policy as we navigate the tension between our employment and inflation goals.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel's victory over Hamas is remarkable.
And this war, perhaps even more than 1967 or any other event in modern Middle Eastern history, has been transformative and promises to truly transform the Middle East.
In fact, Oren told the Salem Radio Network the future could be bright now for the Middle East.
You can see a Middle East which looks just unrecognizably different from what it was on October 6th, 2023.
Oren told the Salem Radio Network Israel could have peace with Lebanon, peace with Syria, peace with Saudi Arabia, and perhaps with the entire Sunni world, but he also warned there's a lot of hard work to do still to come. Wall Street has experienced one of the most profitable quarters, according to earnings report from major banks that came out today. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs have all seen significant profit increases. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in St. Petersburg, Florida, are considering the adoption of an LGBT flag in response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' order that gay pride messages be removed from all public streets. Several city council members say they want more information about what the state might do in response to the adoption of such a flag. It would be a clear violation of the governor's efforts to keep public spaces neutral. This is SRN News. The NFL is turning to artificial intelligence to help manage player health.
The NFL has partnered with Amazon Web Services to use technology and AI to predict and prevent injuries. The digital athlete tool collects data from all 32 teams to help manage players' health. The tool has been available for 3 seasons and is praised for its comprehensive data. It helps teams adjust practice schedules and workloads to reduce injuries. While overall injuries have decreased, experts say it's hard to pinpoint a direct cause. The data also helps improve equipment like helmets to reduce concussions. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Rising tariff costs and other economic factors are forcing retailers to pull back or even delay their plans to hire seasonal workers. The temp workers typically pack orders at distribution centers, serve shoppers at stores, and build holiday displays during the most important selling time of the year. More details at SRNNews.com.